Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, some think Dan Lanning is the biggest bargain in college football right now.
What's he making?
They bumped him to about $7 million, so that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you know, you got to win it.
Yeah, I mean,
he's doing a great job, making a mistake.
But he's never won a conference. I mean, he's only been there a few years, but this is what I said going into the year. Like, he's never won anything.
Well, I think it's the trajectory.
Sure.
But still, at $7 million a year, pretty damn good based on what he's rolling out. I mean, what is he, like 30-something and five?
He's been quite good.
But I don't know that he's the biggest bargain in college football until he wins it.
Sure.
The biggin. This story.
I would even take just, again, win some conference championships. You do that consistently. I don't know if you have to win the big one. Like,
well, if he wins the big one, he's getting up to the $12 million range.
I would
stat.
Assume. Yes.
You know, I don't know if he gets there or if he doesn't, you know, if he doesn't win the tournament.
I'm looking to see what I wanted to pull up the salaries.
Well, anyway, Yahoo Sports. You know who they're calling the biggest bargain in college football?
No, because that's why I'm not certain. That's why I wanted to pull up a...
And they have the numbers to prove it?
I wanted to pull up a ranking.
This guy...
It's not like Dabo or Kirby because they make a gajillion dollars.
This guy makes 5 years.
He makes 5 years?
$30 million.
Okay, so 6 a year. Let me see if I can guess here. Because I got the list in front of me. So he makes $6 million. God. I'm looking at the people that make six.
No.
And it's not like it's a...
They say it is Coach Prime.
Do you believe?
Oh, I don't see him on here.
Because
there he is.
What they're saying about him is that you've got a little bit of the Flutie effect going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is when Doug Flutie for Boston College, that Hail Mary in 1984.
Everyone started signing up for Boston College.
Boston College saw a 20% jump in applications over the next handful of years.
You've seen the Saban numbers, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's in here, too. They say that. So that's actually the most shocking one.
He's the but as much as he got paid, he technically was the greatest investment in NCAA history.
So it's, they said,
silly.
Not only did enrollment increase from 25,000 students when Nick Saban arrived to 60,000 students when he retired.
Yeah, out of state.
But they have also fundamentally changed the composition of their student body.
Yeah.
Before Saban, the University of Alabama had three times more in-state students than out-of-state students. But today, that ratio has flipped, and Alabama's student body now consists primarily of out-of-state students.
Yeah, and out-of-state pays like three times as much.
It's an important distinction because out-of-state students pay three times more in tuition than in-state students, $34,000 to $12,000 annually, which has helped Alabama collect billions in additional tuition.
Yes, he has paid for himself 100 times over.
So Colorado, what they're saying about Colorado... here is that Well, they were talking about the Flutie effect. Okay, Boston College, Butler was another one when they made the national championship game in 2010. 40% increase in applications. Florida Gulf Coast, same thing. Colorado, they have averaged, just last year, they averaged 7.2 million viewers during their primetime games, which is really, really good for a team that wasn't really that good.
Yeah.
Their school received a record 68,000 applicants for fall 2024, which is a 20% increase from 2023. And they ended up extending offers to 51,000 students, an enrollment increase of almost 3.5% year over year. That's huge.
Yeah.
The typical counter argument to the Flutie effect is that the impact is minor because schools have a limit on how many students they can accept, which is technically true. But the problem with that is that it discounts other things like how heightened demand enables the school to raise academic standards, and more importantly, the fact that some students are more financially viable than others.
Yeah.
So they say that merch at CU because of Prime is now a thing.
Well, I know Sprague talks about this. Sprague bought a Coach Prime Colorado sweatshirt last year.
Well, you know, he's got the whole sunglasses.
Absolutely.
But they said that Colorado's online team store sales were up 2,544% last year.
I can see that.
The school's social media accounts have added more than a million followers over the past 2 years, and they played in five of college football's top 25 most watched games last year, selling out every single home game.
Isn't that crazy to think one guy? Well, I mean,
it's amazing.
I want to see what happens this year with women's college basketball, because last year, I mean, the women's final did better than the men's final. And we've seen when Caitlin Clark entered the WNBA, her numbers are insane. And it's up across the board, but when she's not playing, those numbers
are not.
Caitlin
Clark is white.
They're not through the roof. So, like, if Dion left Colorado, all of that stuff goes away overnight. And I kind of want to see what happens with Caitlin Clark being gone out of the NCAA.
That is one way to look at Prime's value.
Yeah.
And you cannot, can't deny that at all. Now, you still got to back it up with the X's and O's. Mm-hmm. And we didn't think he was, but he is. They're pretty good.
Yep.
I just wonder if this – I don't know if he's the biggest bargain in college football. That seems like a really, really, really good hire.
Mm.
We all were like, what the hell, at first. But, man, that's outside the box, and it worked. I wonder if this is kind of the new age college football coach. Like, part of why they're going to hire a college football coach now is they got to get sales up because now they're having to pay kids.
Yeah.
And they must you have an element to you? Like, Dan Lanning does this. Like, Dan Lanning is a guy who is kind of this new age coach that he's just cool. He makes the program cool. And it's not all him, but he's a guy that, balanced with good X's and O's, has kind of the whole package that you want these days. Prime has that, although we were kind of questioning the coaching acumen a little bit. But, dude, he won all kinds of games at Jackson State.
We'll see what happens when his kid leaves next year. But yeah, I mean,
but if USC hires him,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that is just a tremendous hire for all of these reasons alone.
Well, and he's such a unique guy because, you know, as much as you know, there's just not other ones out there like this. There is no one that is a force of nature like Deion Sanders.
Not really, but.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Do you need to find this archetype of guy? Like, you know, there's always copycat. Like, these guys are going to come around.
They tried hiring.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was it Bethane Cookman or whoever that tried hiring Ed Reed? They were trying to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
Ed Reed, yeah.
Look, I'll say this. I wouldn't do this if I was, you know.
Well, like, yeah. You don't have to. If you're Ohio State, you don't have to do that. You don't have to.
But if I was a school like Colorado, and we said this when they hired him. Dude,
which is most schools.
I have no idea if this works. If you can hire someone with a brand name like that, that draws eyeballs and that kids want to be a part of, you know, the cool thing, dude, go for it. And it looked a while there that the old Prime was walking a tightrope. And again, not that he's come out the other side and everything's hunky-dory, but he seems to have figured this out this year. And I don't think you can probably easily quantify what he's meant for that school.
Yeah, I just think,
'cause it went from one of the most irrelevant programs to one of the most talked about.
I just think there is a new thing where winning is not enough.
Yeah.
You have to create the energy and the juice.
Yeah.
Now, when we see Dan Lanning, we sit, I mean, we have a front row seat to what Dan Lanning is doing. Part of his coaching style is just energy and juice. Now, like you said, not everybody is like that, but you have to. I wonder if just coaches are going to start working on that element, because you know who has it is created at freaking Indiana is this old Kurt Cignetti guy,
100%.
And he doesn't seem like the coolest guy,
but he's got.
But man, does he
Google me, bitch?
He create the energy and juice, and that's what you got to do.
Well, and supposedly when Lanning was being interviewed, and you know, supposedly that was one of the things that attracted them about Dan Lanning was that he just was a very intense, high energy guy,
and that fits.
And it fits. I've said this time and time again. I do think that this age of college football, it is a young man's 20, I'm going to work 21 hours a day, obsessive. I do think that needs to be the archetype for college football.
So when I go to, but again, it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
But when I think about Oregon State, I think Jonathan Smith is a tremendous coach.
He did a great
coach.
Job there.
He really is. But he's not.
No.
He's not really that juice energy guy.
No.
And I don't think Trent Bray really is either.
No. No, they're not. But again, this is why I said I think it's hard to find. I think it's hard to find those people, and not everyone can. But if you gave me the choice between two qualified candidates, I will take the one that's got more sizzle, you know. But I also think that you can do it the other way. I mean, like you said, Jonathan Smith was building a winner at Oregon State. We'll see what happens in building one at Michigan State. I just think that those types of coaches that you're talking about, they're like NFL quarterbacks. We all want one. They're really hard to find.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of others that kind of have that. I mean, Cristobal, you know.
Cristobal's got some of that.
He's got a little bit of it.
Absolutely. He has a very manly sort of swagger.
We just rolled, brother.
Sort of thing about him.
Sark's got a little bit of it.
Sark's got a little bit of it. Sark's kind of bro-y, but definitely has some of that.
Like DeBoer and
I don't know.
Kirby.
Just kind of a night Kirby does. Kirby's a high. I mean, he's a former all-SEC player, for God's sakes. That guy's pretty fiery. Saban had he was different, but he may be one of one, which is kind of that same mold that, you know, that they're trying to get Kirby into. Dillingham has this.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a dog mentality.
See, I feel like Brian Kelly doesn't.
He's just a good coach.
He's
a
great coach. Ryan Day, same.
But yeah, you get the Kenny Dillinghams of the world that are like 33 years old and they're jumping into the crowd with fans. I mean,
it's kind of like Lane Kiffin was kind of the original in this.
Yeah,
but Kiffin he was just a little smarmy and kind of.
And yeah, he wasn't necessarily the high energy guy. He was, but he was the cool guy.
Juice. Yeah. He just had.
Kingsbury has some of this, you know, kind of the cool swag. It's the idea of. The mom wants to sleep with
Caitlin Clark is white.
The dad wants to
misfire.
The mom wants to sleep with you. And the dad wants to drink with you.
You know, Kingsbury is an interesting one. If you could ever lure him back to college, I don't know if he would want to do it. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I'd look at him if I'm a. I don't know. Maybe if I'm a Washington, if
Fish doesn't work out,
Fish leaves or something like that.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I do think that in today's world, I do think that style. Is part of it, 100%. And if Coach Prime, I just still don't think he ends up at Colorado. I still think if he either gets fired there or he has success and he bolts for a bigger program. I can't see him. That sort of effect, someone's going to look at that and be like, why is he at Colorado?
Well, that's what I said. I think, yeah. I mean, I don't know if USC is going to move on from Lincoln Riley. They probably won't. But I just think Prime and USC is a very interesting fit.
If he's got the chops to back it up.
Well, I just mean, if you're USC, I think that's worth the risk.
Sure.
I don't know if he's got the chops to back it up.
But you have to see.
But I think that, yeah, that could be a home run.
Look, I'll say this. If Lincoln Riley falls on his face next year and Prime has another 8-win season at Colorado, if I'm USC, I'm picking up the phone.
Hell yeah.
But you got to prove that you can do it. You got to prove that you can do it without your kid.
All right. Do you know what's coming up next?
I don't.
Yeah, me neither.
What do we have coming? Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Bonus Seggy.
On The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.